I declare unto you, even as my apostle declared unto me, my ministry, and the LTMA family, and to all of those who receive him as an apostle. And this year, you will live as more than a conqueror. And this will be the greatest days of your life. So, Father, I thank you so much for my spiritual father and apostle. I thank you for apostolic government. I thank you for the apostolic mantle, the apostolic call, the apostolic anointing that's upon his life. We don't use that word frivolously or disrespectfully. I know that he is an apostle sent from you and sent to me and sent to this school of ministry, and our lives will never be the same as we maintain the connection that you've given us to him. Thank you for Mom Carolyn Thompson and for the entire royal family, especially for Dr. Leroy Thompson Sr. and Dr. Montrell, MVBs that I serve with. I just thank God for their whole family, what they mean to me and my family. Amen. This class is moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy. This class will revolutionize your life this semester because we must learn how to function in the realm of the spirit. And without the discerning of spirits, we cannot function properly in the realm of the spirit. And something I heard my apostles say many years ago is that we cannot build accurately without the discerning of spirits. So we must have more intimacy with the Holy Ghost. We must have more intimacy with the Son and more intimacy with the Father. And we must meditate his word. So we're going to deal with the preface of moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy and perhaps get to chapter one, which is the introduction. Let us begin. The prophetic flow is tapping into the supernatural dimensions of the spirit. In order to do this, we must be properly trained by apostolic fathers. The prophetic flow is learning how to hear accurately the voice of the Holy Spirit and how to properly respond to the voice of God. So in order to function in the prophetic flow, we must learn how to hear from the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit only speaks what he hears. The Holy Spirit is under God's authority. He does not speak of himself. St. John 16, 12 through about 14 and 15, the Holy Spirit only speaks what he hear the Father speak. And that means he reveals to us that which the Father have ordained. Go ahead, read. In the Old Testament, Eli, the prophet of God, he had to properly train Samuel on how to tap into. Notice you have to tap into the prophetic flow because it's in the realm of the spirit. Are you listening? In the new birth, the Holy Spirit resides within our spirit. Are you listening? That's what makes us the temple of the Holy Ghost. But in order to tap into this prophetic flow, we have to go through this process called the renewing of the mind. We have to have the mind of Christ and the mind of God. And we can only renew our minds through the process of meditation. It is meditation that causes us to digest God's word. It is through meditation that we hear God's voice more and more accurately. Go ahead. Eli, an apostolic father, trained Samuel, his spiritual son, on how to hear and how to respond to the voice of God and the voice of the Spirit. Now, we know that the voice of the Spirit is the voice of God, because God tells the Holy Spirit what to say. You remember in the book of Exodus, chapter 3 and 4, you have to read it for yourself. When God called Moses, he said to Moses, I'm come down to deliver my people from the house of bondage. I've come to deliver them from Pharaoh, who's the king of Egypt, a type of the world. And God tells Moses, now I'm come down to deliver them, but I'm going to send you. And in order for you to function in me sending you, you got to hear my voice. You got to recognize the authority that's in my voice. And I'm going to take you from who am I to functioning in I am who God says I am. I can do what God says I can do, and I will accomplish what God said I would accomplish. Let's go. 1 Samuel chapter 3. Verses 1 through 10, read. And the child Samuel, notice it says the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, who was his spiritual or apostolic father. And the word of the Lord was precious, or as one translation say, was rare in those days. And there was what? No open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see, and ere the lamp of God, it went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. And Samuel was laid down to sleep. That the Lord did what? Called Samuel. And Samuel answered, here am I. Oh boy, y'all know Apostle is teaching us on the believer's I am authority. And we know you have to switch from here am I to here I am. Go ahead. And Samuel, hearing that voice, ran to Eli and said, here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, and Eli, his spiritual father, said, it wasn't me, I didn't call you. Read. Lie down again. And Samuel went and laid down. And the Lord called to Samuel, what? Yet again the second time. And Samuel arose, and he went to who? Eli, and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not my son. Lie down what? Again. Now, what's unique about this passage, in case you're not understanding, God is literally talking to Samuel in whose voice? Eli, come on, children. We try to go to God when we can't even recognize that which is first natural. God began to talk to Samuel in a voice that he was what? Familiar with. One he could recognize and understand. Yet it wasn't Eli. It was, come on, talk to me. This will help you. God is trying to show you, I speak through your apostolic fathers so you can hear my voice. And when you refuse to hear my voice through your apostolic fathers, you will never get to hear it on your own. Go ahead. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. He was not acquainted with God's voice. Neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. Notice that word. neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. When you study the life of prophets, you will find they would always precede words they got from God by saying, and the word of the Lord came unto me saying, or the word of the Lord came unto me for you saying. See, God, prophets, apostolic fathers, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, when they are hearing from God, they become God's mouthpiece. They speak literally on God's behalf. God told Moses, I'm sending you to Pharaoh, and I'm telling Pharaoh to let my people go. But in order for that to happen, I, Moses, must take my words and put in your mouth, so that when you go and speak to Pharaoh, it's me speaking. You remember how Moses said to God, oh, God, who am I? I mean, you know, I can't go to this king. I'm not a man of eloquent speech. Get my brother Aaron to speak. God did not want Aaron to carry out this assignment. He chose Moses to do this assignment. Are you listening? And God's anger was against Moses. So God said, okay, Moses, since you will not cooperate with me, I got to get the mission accomplished. Go ahead on and get your brother Aaron. He coming to meet you. He gonna be glad to see you. But God did something that's so unique that I very rarely hear people talk about. God tells Moses, now this is what's gonna happen. I'm going to give you words, and I'm gonna put those words in your mouth. And I want you to speak those words to Aaron. Now watch this. In that transaction where God puts words in Moses' mouth to speak to Aaron, God says, now Moses, you become a God to Aaron. Thank you. And Aaron, when he speaks on your behalf, talk to me, which is my behalf, he becomes your prophet. See, God takes words and put in the mouth of the prophet for his people. That's why Amos 3:7 say, surely the Lord God does nothing without revealing his secret to his servant, the prophet. So when you get into the prophetic flow, we're talking about men and women who are consecrated, dedicated, sanctified, living holy. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Who is going to focus on God's agenda. And you cannot carry out God's agenda without, number one, hearing God's voice. So God wants to what? Train us through apostolic fathers to do what? To hear his voice. Put it another way, Dr. Walker. I must receive Apostle Thompson when he's speaking as a man speaking to me on God's behalf. God is putting words in his mouth for me. Are you listening? So my life can be different. Okay, go ahead, child. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he rose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, go, lie down, and it shall be, if he called thee, that thou shalt say, speak, Lord. Y'all got that? Speak, Lord. Now you're ready. Now you're ready. You've been faithful to follow the voice of your apostolic father. Are you listening? Now it's time to go to another level. Are you listening? So now speak, Lord, for your servant heareth you. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood. And the Lord came and said, oh, I didn't have, and the Lord came and what? Stood. He didn't just speak now. He came in a room and stood. Talk to me. And called as at the other times. Samuel. Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth. Now, y'all know what's unique about this, huh? Samuel trained him for the agenda and the mission. Are you listening? Samuel trained him. The next time that voice comes, are you listening? Then you respond this way. Y'all ready for this? Apostolic fathers teach us proper response to the voice of God. Oh, talk to me up here. Go ahead, read the book. Eli had to train Samuel to discern. Notice that phrase, to discern the voices. If you don't discern the voice of your apostolic fathers, you will not be able to discern the voice of the Spirit. If you can't hear the voice of your apostolic fathers, which is really the Holy Ghost speaking to them, how are you going to get something directly from the Holy Ghost? You violating spiritual principle. Go ahead. God is sending apostolic fathers to go into the crowd and to bring out the boy who has the five loaves and the two small fishes. What that young boy have in his hands will never multiply as long as he's in the crowd. He will never reach his full potential in God. He could spend the rest of his life awed by the sense of meeting the needs of the multitudes without knowing how to meet it. What is that saying? I cannot meet the needs of the multitude if I'm not hearing the voice of God. Someone must find this boy and teach him how to release what he has into the hands of an apostolic father who can lead him into an acceleration and multiplication of resources and grace. The prophecy gift. Now notice this. The prophecy gift sets the flow of the Holy Spirit's river for all of the other gifts to flow through. The revelation and the power gifts becomes more effective when they flow through the prophecy gift of inspired words of the Spirit. Now, y'all got that, huh? Prophecy. Prophecy. Not prophesy. Prophecy. When God speaks directly to you. Are you listening? Now, I got to go here. You got the three speaking gifts, right? Gifts that say something, right? Y'all know what they are? Prophecy, divers kinds of tongues, and interpretation of tongues. Those are the what? Those are the vocal gifts, or the speaking gifts. The revelational gifts are the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the discerning of spirits. Those are revelational gifts. Everything I'm talking about now is in the realm of the Spirit. All right? Then you have the power gifts, which are gifts of healing, the working of miracles, and special faith. All right? Those are the three categories for the nine manifestations of the Holy Spirit. And according to 1 Corinthians 12 and 7, it says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Apostles have said we should be praying in this time that our souls be wrapped in the fruit of the Spirit so we can learn how to function more accurately with the gifts of the Spirit. Okay, go ahead. The stronger the impact of the other six gifts. The discerning of spirits is a must for all those who wants to minister in the spirit and in the supernatural. The discerning of spirits. Go ahead. All apostolic believers, which include prayer warriors, intercessors, song leaders, and all ministers in the word, need to move accurately in the discerning of spirits. Without this gift, you cannot build accurately in the realm of the spirit. See, listen to me, Joe. This building in the realm of the spirit stop all satanic forces and activity in your life. We war not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness and what? High places. We must understand those four realms and understand that in the discerning of spirits, moving in the realm of the spirit is how we dismantle the enemy. In the spirit, you can't dismantle the enemy in the flesh. That's why moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy is designed to expose your enemy. Go ahead. The purpose of this class is to teach you and train you to move in prophecy and with greater accuracy. You can bring God's word to his people in the way, the manner, and the spirit in which God wants you to bring it. Chapter number one, the introduction. Spiritual ignorance. The definition of ignorance is the state or the fact of being ignorant. It means a what? Lack of knowledge. Now, y'all know what God said about a lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed for what? A lack of knowledge. That's Hosea 4:6. My people are what? Destroyed. Put it another way. My people's lives become inoperative. You listening? Because of what? A lack of knowledge. Now, if I left you there, you would have an excuse. It's not just a lack of knowledge. It's because people reject knowledge. People reject knowledge when the priests reject knowledge. God does not go to the person I'm supposed to lead before he come to me. Are you listening? That's out of order. And as a man sent from God, are you listening? Then we must be men and women who hear from God and not dependent on some intercessor. Are you listening? See, things in the realm of the spirit, watch this. Order is the rule of the day. And God set in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers. Are you listening? After that, gifts of healing, working of miracles. That's the ministry of an evangelist. Are you listening? Then we have helps and government. Are you listening? That's pastoral in nature. You remember in Ephesians 4, you read these 11 through 16. Are you listening? And he gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and what? Teachers for the what? For the perfecting of the maturity. I'm in Ephesians 4, verse 12 now. For the what? Perfecting of the maturing of the what? Saints. Go ahead. For the work of the, for the maturing of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all come in the what? Unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect or a matured man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Listen to me, children. Moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy is to express truly who Christ is to his church and to his body. So God told, Jesus said, Matthew 16, 13 through 18, you read it. Jesus asked the question, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Some say you're Elijah, some say you're Jeremiah, some say you're John the Baptist, some say you're that other prophet. But Jesus said, that's not important who you say I am. And Peter said, I got it this time, Lord. I got it. I got it. I heard from the Holy Ghost. I heard from heaven. You are the Christ. You are the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood had not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and up on this rock of revelation, that I'm the Christ, I am the Son of the living God, I will build my church. Notice, Jesus is the builder of the church. Jesus stood in all fivefold ministry offices. He was the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. He said, I upon this rock of revelation of who I am, of my I amness and my I amness authority, I will build my church and hell cannot prevail against it. So if the church looked like it's defeated because it's not walking in revelation knowledge. You don't get to overcome the enemy just because you put church there. You got to function with revelation knowledge. Okay, go ahead. Ignorance is also a lack of learning. And it's a lack of what? Information. Go ahead. There is a need for clear teaching and detailed workable knowledge of spiritual gifts. God cannot bless spiritual ignorance. Spiritual ignorance is not bliss. It's nothing to hang the moon and the stars on. Oh, man, that brings me to St. John 14. You know, you read it 1 through 14, where Jesus told them he's going, and you know where he's going, and you know the way. And Thomas come back and say, Lord, Lord, we don't know where you're going. Lord, Lord, we don't know the way. My goodness. Jesus just said, you know where I'm going and you know the way. Thomas come back and said, no, Jesus. Jesus said, Thomas, you're focused on the wrong thing. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man, no woman, no boy, no girl comes to the Father except they come by me. Are you listening? Now, then he goes on to say, when Philip stepped in, talking about, Lord, show us the Father. And it sufficed us. Jesus said, Philip, have I been so long a time with you? And you don't know that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, that I am one with the Father. The Father dwells in me. I dwell in him. Verse 10 say, believest thou not that I'm in the Father and the Father is in me? Huh? You don't believe that? Believe for the very work's sake. Believe for the very what? Work's sake. Now, Jesus said, the words that I speak, I don't speak them of myself. These are the words that my Father gave me to speak. I cannot speak the words of the Father except I'm in the prophetic flow. Except God is speaking directly to me through the person of the Holy Ghost. Jesus was a child of the Holy Ghost, born and conceived of the Holy Ghost. When Mary said, how shall these things be, seeing that I know not a man? The angel said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. The Holy Ghost shall overshadow you. And that holy thing that is conceived in you shall be called the Son of God. Go ahead, child. Spiritual ignorance can become a tool of the enemy to create frustration in our walk. confusion in our experience and to cripple our confidence and faith. Remedies, these are the remedies for spiritual ignorance. A, revelation knowledge. The whole kingdom of God is built upon revelation knowledge. That which is revealed to us through the Holy Spirit. Matthew 16, verses 16 and 17. And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. Y'all know what it says, 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10. But eye had not seen, ear had not heard. It didn't say eyes, it said I. Neither have ear heard, not ears, but ear. Neither have it entered into the heart of man the things that God hath prepared for them that love him. But now it goes on to take you to where you got to go. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. So the revelation that Peter got, that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God, you listening? That came by way of the Holy Ghost. For it is the Holy Ghost who reveals all things. He's God's revealer. Whatever he hears from God, he speaks. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Go ahead. God reveals to us. Oh, I didn't finish that. For the Spirit search all things, yea, the deep things of God, to reveal them unto us. Go ahead. God reveals to us by his Spirit. And the keys of the kingdom is revelation knowledge. The keys of the kingdom is what? Revelation. You know, when God reveals stuff to you, it's to both unlock. Are you listening? And to lock. There are some things you need to put on lockdown. Go ahead. The second remedy to spiritual ignorance is apostolic teaching. The end time church will embrace an apostolic mantle of teaching. This mantle will help update our experiences and bring the church into conformity to the New Testament pattern and standard. Acts 2:42. And they continued steadfastly. Notice that. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Now, y'all know doctrine is what? The established order of God. Jesus gave the gifts. The apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor and teacher. He gave the gifts. But God set the gifts. Watch this. In the body or in his church as it pleased him. So the first in order and the first in rank, are you listening, is the apostle. Thank you for your enthusiasm. All the other gifts must connect to the apostle so that they can hear properly from heaven. Without apostolic fathers, this is chaos. The church been operating pretty much off of three gifts: the pastor, the teacher, and the evangelist. The first two gifts, the apostle and the prophet, that was given to the church, the first shall be last and the last first. Are you listening? So the first two gifts that God gave are the last to be restored. I submit to you that we're in the day where apostolic fathers and the ministry of the prophet, these governmental authority gifts, will function in the church in greater degrees, in greater demands, in greater mantles to destroy the works of the enemy. Go ahead. Other hindrances to the operation of gifts. Number one, fear and snares. Fear of men, fear of failure, and fear of mistakes. Fear of satanic influence, and fear of poverty. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25. The fear of man bringeth a snare. But whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Somebody get Jeremiah 17, 5 while we're here. I'm not preaching, I'm teaching. I'm training. Y'all think I'm preaching, but I'm preaching and teaching and training. All that. I'm under apostle. Go ahead. Thus said the Lord. Cursed be the man that trusted in man and maketh his flesh his arm, in whose heart is departed from the Lord. Keep reading. For he shall be like the heat in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the what? Parched places in the wilderness, and a salt land, and not inhabited. But blessed is the man. Blessed is the man that trusted in who? The Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spread it out her roots by the rivers, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. That sounds like Psalm 1, 1 through 3 to me. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate both what? Day and night. And he shall be like a tree that is planted by what? The rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit and his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth, it shall prosper. Okay, keep on going, child. Intimidation. An act of continual harassment until the person's wall of resistance is broken and he starts to belittle and to despise who he is and what he has. Now, reading assignment is Nehemiah chapter 4. Now, children, y'all go ahead on and enjoy the rest of this evening, and we'll see you in our next session.